Lord Jesus, we cannot thank you enough for all the good things that you've done in our lives. Your word says that every good and perfect gift comes from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation, nor shadow of turning. God, we want to walk in the light as you are in the light. Your word says that you are the light of the world, the way, the truth, and the light. We love you, God. Cause all darkness that is in our lives to scatter by shining your light, the light of your word upon us, please. Bless us abundantly. May your spirit lead us and guide us into what you want us to hear. We ask these things only by the merciful love of Christ our King. Amen. Verse 1 of chapter 14 of the book of 2 Chronicles, as we continue our study through the saga of the nation of Israel, how it split to two tribes, the northern tribes and the southern tribes. Continuing on, let's read. So Abijah rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa, his son, reigned in his place, and in his days the land was quiet for 10 years. Please give me your attention. Asa is one of the great kings. There's like five great kings in the nation of Israel. After David, after Solomon, kings kind of went crazy. The nation splits. As you guys remember, you got the 10 tribes of the north, which are called Israel, and then the two tribes in the south, which are called Judah. Judah winds up over the next 200 years with about 20 kings. About 8 of them are good, but 5 of them are exceptional. Asa is the first exceptional king. The nation of Israel winds up with about 18 kings, and not one of them is good. Now, the interesting thing, again, for you Bible geek people like myself, you're going to notice that the line of the succession of blood from the kingdom of Israel is constantly broken. Satan's biggest job that he had since Genesis chapter 3 is making sure that the line of the woman is broken before Messiah. So that way, they would never have the ability to have Messiah come to light or life. You understand what I'm saying? The thread of that, though, is still held together. The kingdom of Judah, the southern tribes, because he is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the bloodline following is still held together through Judah, even though it's broken in Israel, meaning the sons of David, which once ruled over the whole nation of Israel, are broken because a servant took over, another family took over, but the bloodline is still held true. Again, this is just geek free Bible stuff for you guys that study such things. Verse 2, Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God, for he removed the altars of the foreign gods and the high places, broke down the sacred pillars, and cut down the wooden images. Please, again, give me your attention. The application, the hermeneutics for today's study is an interesting one for me. There is a time in the life of almost every believer, where you will sense this peace, this rest, this, I'm really doing this. Just like the nation of Judah experienced this 10-year time of peace, so too, Christian, when you take certain steps in your life, you'll experience this peace, this almost like a rest, even in the midst of war, even in the midst of walking this thing out, you're going to look back at some point in time and go, man, I wish I would have recognized that things were so good because I'm so focused on where things are going wrong. We get so introspective as Christians. It's kind of a really weird dichotomy. The Holy Spirit comes inside of us. He reveals to us the craziest thing, which is ourselves. So we get to think about ourselves so often, only to find out we're thinking about ourselves far too much. Now that he's revealed ourselves to ourselves, we need to stop thinking about ourselves. And if we don't stop thinking about ourselves, we miss those times of refreshing. We miss those times of peace. It's like let's like make a picture of this monetarily. You have any point in time where your business is doing really good and you kept pushing and kept pushing and kept pushing and kept pushing and you spent all your business money, and all of a sudden things get really bad and you really wish that you would have enjoyed the good times more because you didn't know they were there. You thought it was never gonna stop. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You know, you going back years ago, when I was first starting my business, things got so busy. I was working 70, 80 hours a week. I was pulling double shifts twice a week where I'd go to work at 9 o'clock on Monday, wouldn't come home till Wednesday night because that's how busy things were. And my wife would always say to me, honey, you know, the kids really want to see you. We miss you. I'm like, what am I doing this for? What am I doing this for? I'm doing this for you. So the kids don't have to work so hard. So they have it better than us. You guys remember that one? Then 1994 rolls around and I wind up looking at some serious time and all of a sudden I'm like, man, I wish I would have spent more time with my wife and kids because now I ain't gonna be able to. You guys understand what I'm saying? Billy Graham was asked, what one thing do you regret more than anything else in ministry? Billy Graham, I mean, this is a guy for 60 years, he's been faithful to the Lord. I mean, this is a guy who goes back to the 50s and 60s preaching without a scandal, no big thing. And they asked him, what one thing do you regret above everything else? And flat out, without missing a beat, he said, I wish I would have spent more time with my kids. Wow. I mean, you know his son Franklin Graham, he's got blessed kids. But that was what he said. Made a decision in my life, man, I'm gonna enjoy the good times. I'm going to enjoy the good times, even if the good times aren't as good as I thought they were. I don't care. I'm going to enjoy them anyway. You guys know what I'm saying? You don't take a vacation when things are bad. No, that's a great time to take a vacation. What you're going to see here, though, look at verse 2 again. Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God, for he removed the altars of the foreign gods and the high places. Those are code words. Those are not code as in hidden, but they are removed from plain language. The high places were we got enough adults here. The idol worshippers put phallic symbols at the high places, and they went up there to have sex and worship their gods there. But what happened was, and this might sound familiar, the kings wouldn't take them down because as long as the kings left their idols up there, they were left alone. They weren't called intolerant, inclusive. They weren't rebelled against. There was a lot of wicked people in the land, and as long as the king left them alone, they'd leave him alone. You feel me? When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, the Bible says. When the wicked rule, the people groan. He said, you know what I'm going to do to get serious about this thing? The first thing I'm going to do is make myself holy. The first thing that I did when I got saved is I got rid of what I knew I wasn't supposed to do. Nah, I ain't doing this no more. I got a girlfriend. We got kids. I got to get serious with her. I am going to remove from my life the high places where I worshiped that thing that was unholy. Now, nobody can do this for you. And the downside is what Asa does here. You can't force people into holiness. They got to want it. You follow what I'm saying? You got to want it. You got to make a commitment with God and say, no, I'm going to get serious. Many times, brothers have said, man, I am so addicted to this pornography stuff. And I say, well, do you have a baseball bat in your house? And they go, yeah. I said, well, you take that computer outside and you smash it to smithereens. Oh, I can't do that. I work on the computer. Dying ain't no living. And this sin is going to drag you to hell. It's going to ruin your marriage. It's going to ruin your kids. Your kids are going to outdo you. And this is my spiel to them. Anybody that's heard that spiel before, he knows what I'm talking about. Asa, in order to experience these 10 years of peace, he didn't get serious about church. He got serious with God. He got serious with God. He broke down the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images. 4. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord God with their fathers and observe the law and the commandment. He also removed the high places and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was quiet under him. He went around and said, I'm cleaning house and I don't care who hates me for it. We have this thing that we read here and we think, oh, he's a great king. Do you think the people of the land thought Asa was a good king? No. CNN constantly did stories about him, what a terrible person he was and how he needed to be impeached. CNBC had nighttime, full-time coverage of all of his leadership saying how wicked this dude is. And the people need to resist and rebel. No, that's not true. I'm just kidding. There was no CNN and CNBC there. And he built fortified cities in Judah. The land had rest. He had no war in those years because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore, he said to Judah, let us build these cities and make walls around them and towers and gates and bars while the land is yet before us. You see what he did? He took care of business and then he put things in place so it wouldn't happen no more. Let me tell you what he did. He told his wife the truth about the stupid things he'd been doing. And he said, now, tell me how I can make you happy. How can I make you comfortable? And she said to him, I want all the passwords to all your email accounts. And he said, you got them. And I want the lock number on your phone. And he said, you got them. And I want to call that girlfriend of yours, and I'm going to tell her never to call you again. And he said, you got it. Because whatever it takes to make you happy, at this point in time, I'm done with that life. He did it. See, I'm mixing a little conjecture with application. You guys catching all that, right? Okay, I'm just, because there were no cell phones back then. You understand that, right? He put the things in place. He put up walls and fortified cities. He built armies. He did the things that need to be done in order to make things right in his life. You understand that, guys? I've often met men. I knew this girl one time, and she struggled with homosexuality. She got into it when she was in college, and she got this boyfriend, and they started getting serious, and they started going to church. And when she started going to church, she thought that her ministry would be to go to the dancing clubs, you feel me, and witness to the girls. And I told her, going back 15 years ago, and I said, I don't think that's a great idea for you. And she says, how come? I'm saved now, and I want other women who are in my position. And I said to her this, I said, well, tell me, what's the longest you've ever been without having an encounter with another woman? And she said, well, one time I went like 8 months. And I said, well, why don't you do this first? Why don't you stay pure for 8 months? And then on 8 months and one day, we'll talk about it. I see the same thing with brothers. They tell me they're in ministry or they've overcome this or they've overcome that. And I say, okay, well, what's the longest you've gone without being on drugs? What's the longest you've gone without watching pornography? What's the longest you've gone without getting in trouble? And they tell me, and I say, okay, well, let's wait one day after that this time, and then let's talk about a ministry. You guys understand here? You put things in place. The Bible says, be careful where you stand lest you fall. Asa wasn't playing around, man. That's why he was such a great king. He kind of went overboard. I've often been in situations with business people, and we've been in either a restaurant or wherever we are, watching the fights, and a waitress will walk by or a nice-looking woman will walk by, and I'll be like, whoop. And they'll go, what are you doing? Do you see that? And I go, I saw it, but I don't want to look at it. And I go, come on, you can look at the menu, can't you? You don't have to buy what's on the... And I say, maybe you can look at the menu. Ryan can't look at the menu. Ryan knows where his weakness is. Now, I probably could. Guys, listen, I've been faithful to my wife over 20 years now. I probably could look at the menu. Why should I? What is it? Is there something there that I've... Is she going to change my kid's diaper? Is she going to take care of me when I'm sick? What is she going to do for me? Something that my wife has not already accomplished? No thanks. I put those things in place no matter how overboard they are. No matter how overboard they are. I've never struggled with pornography, guys. I'm telling you, you guys that know me, you brothers that know me, you know the story. I've never had a struggle with pornography. It's just never been attractive to me. I still have things on my phone blocking it. I block it from my house. I never know. Never know what I'm gonna wind up falling into. You understand here? I'm hoping to give you guys some instruction here. You guys that are hearing this thing, you're saying, well, Asa was over the land for 10 years and there was peace. And I'm saying, listen, that's a part of being a believer. And you say to yourself, okay, well, how do I experience that? First things first, get rid of the unholiness in your life. Second thing's this, put up walls and bars to keep you away from it. Third thing is this, never think you've accomplished anything because you've accomplished nothing. Nothing. 20 plus years I'm faithful to my wife, and I always wake up every day and ask God to help me be faithful today, because I never know, because I always feel like I'm that far away. Probably should start using my glasses. So they built and prospered. Verse 8, Asa had an army of 300,000 from Judah who carried shields and spears, and from Benjamin 280,000 who carried shields and drew bows. All these were mighty men of valor. Then Zerah the Ethiopian came out against them with an army of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots, and he came to Marisha. Please give me your attention. Again, Bible geek stuff. Ethiopian king came out with 1,000,000 men in the King James, 1,000 times 1,000. Understand this, that's not true Ethiopia in Africa, but the king of Egypt was Ethiopian. And he came out with 1,000,000 men to fight against Egypt, to fight against Israel, Judah specifically. Now, he had a pretty sizable army himself. And Asa had not lost now in a number of years. He'd been victorious over and over again. He set himself up. He was all set up. You understand, guys? 10 years of peace. Asa did something very intelligent here. This is the last aspect of the application here is this. Asa never got comfortable, nor did he ever take credit for the things that he'd done. Some people intending well to come up to me and encourage me and say to me, bro, you don't know what you've meant to my life. This is amazing. You know, your family has been such an encouragement, man, just your words. And I always go, don't look at the mailman. Don't look at the mailman. Keep your eyes off of me. Pastor Bob taught us long ago, don't look at me. Don't look at me. Him. All I'm doing is reading you what it says here. No, but you, me nothing. Zero. Me nothing. Zero. Any day I could screw up. Any day. I'll tell you how close I am to screwing up every day. You might not want to hear this. 2 years ago, me and Marty and some of the other brothers from church, we went up and did this reptile exposition. It's a show and sale. It's like a business convention type of thing. And there's tables everywhere. There's hundreds of dealers, hundreds of people, and there's thousands of people there. So we are setting up the first day, and as we're walking out, we've been working, got up early in the morning, we're walking out, there's a guy, his name is Mike B, big Cuban dude. For some reason, this guy has hated me. I don't know what I did to the guy. We did some business some years ago. I thought everything went smooth. He trashes me all over the place. The guy, Underground Reptiles, is online. He writes these terrible things. And who are we walking next to? Mike B. So I look and I go, Mike, Ryan Gitman, man, what's with us, man? Why is there so much art between us? And this Hispanic dude, like I said, a little bit bigger, he looks at me and goes, why? Because I think you're a thief. I think you, and he starts giving me this thing. I said, I take my glasses off because I'm wearing sunglasses. I fold them up and I put them in my hat. Now, as I'm doing this, I don't realize if I'm taking my glasses off because I'm about to punch this guy in the face, or did I just want to see him? I think somehow it got confused. And now my son-in-law is there. And so, who else was there? Were you there, Bubba? Did you buck up, though? You didn't buck up. A bunch of us all start, okay, well, it's on. So I was like, all right. Now all of a sudden, and now I'm like, really? I said, is there, and I don't even remember what I said to the guy, but he started his face was twitching and he was backing up. And I was like, what the heck am I doing? It wasn't the intention, but somehow there I was, reeled into this thing. Now, if he would have threw a punch at me, I don't know what I would have done. But thank God he didn't. And then we kind of, and his crew, I think they sensed what was going on. And they were like, you're on your own, Mike. Goodbye. And then all of a sudden, did you grab me and say? I think Marty Graham was like, dude, what are you doing here? And I went back to the room and I was like, just the enemy just waiting for the right time. You know, there I was, got up early, probably didn't spend enough time in the Word, working hard, anxious about the weekend. We spent a lot of money, hopefully. And there I was in a situation where, man, look, and I mean this in no braggadocious way, but I spent the last 20 years fighting. That's kind of what I do. You know what I mean? I could have hurt this kid. So I went back to the hotel room, and I started making phone calls to find out this kid's phone number. So I found out the kid's phone number and apologized profusely, asked him how much money he thought I owed him. He told me I owed him $400. I don't remember owing him $400. I said, bro, I'll pay it right now. I think you handled yourself like a man, and I respect you for it. Please, can we put this stuff behind us? I'm supposed to be a Christian. I ain't supposed to be doing that stupid stuff. And he said, just give me $200 and it's over. So I sent him $200, PayPal, it was over. But it was just like a walk away. To this day, I'm like, man, I'm... And he waits, the enemy waits for just the right time. You didn't get a chance, you got up early, you've been working, you didn't get your devotion in, the wrong thing. Man, if the guy would have got to fight with Marty, and I'd have swept the guy's feet out from under him, grabbed him by the throat, I wouldn't have cared. I'd be up here telling you a story like the guy deserved it. But it was me. I did the whole thing. I'll never forget when he said that. I looked at him. I was like, what did you just say? I've grown a lot since then. Watch what happens here. So Asa went out against him, and they set the troops in battle array in the valley of Zephatha of Maresha, and Asa cried out to the Lord his God and said, stop right there. Asa didn't say, guys, we've been here before, we face numbers greater, let's tear them up. 10 years we haven't been defeated. He didn't say anything to make it seem like he had accomplished anything. Unlike moron Ryan, who was like, I do jujitsu every day, I'm going to beat the guy. No, Asa said, Lord God, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we will go against this multitude. O Lord, you are God. Do not let man prevail against you. What an amazing prayer. You fighting with your spouse? What a prayer. God, it is nothing for you to help me help. Ladies, this is a great prayer for a lady. Look at this. O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we will go out against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let this man prevail against you. This is a great prayer, ladies. This is great. It don't matter how much. Ryan, your words this, you do this, you do this. Nothing. Zero. Every Sunday morning at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, the very latest, if I stayed up too late watching the fights, I get up and I seek God and I say, God, give me something for the people who need ministry. You understand? I am prepared when I come up here 95 to 98% of the time. So you look at me and think, I've accomplished nothing. Do not fix your eyes on me. This is my prayer every single day when I come up here. When I'm sitting up here on Sunday and Wednesday, this is my prayer. God, it's nothing for you to accomplish this. Don't let any enemy prevail against you. Continuing. So the Lord struck the Ethiopians before Asa and Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people who were with him pursued them to Gerar. So the Ethiopians were overthrown, and they could not recover, for they were broken before the Lord and his army. And they carried away very much spoil. Then they defeated all the cities around Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they plundered all the cities, for there was exceedingly much spoil in them. They also attacked the livestock enclosures and carried off the sheep and the camel in abundance and returned to Jerusalem. It's an interesting thing, because a lot of times you see people of war and you think they can't be godly. You can't be godly and sack a city and take their stuff. That's not really true. You see, in our day and age, it's easy for us because there's a gulf that exists in between us, and it's called the police department. It's called the service, the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. That is the buffer that exists in America. I was talking to, I think we were talking to Rachel, or who was it that, it was Victor. I was talking to Victor about what was going on in Espírito Santo in Brazil. The police department didn't get paid. So in order to force the government to pay them, you know what they did? They went on strike. So Victor would send us videos. No police. The whole place broke down. And you thought to yourself, this is insane. She says you look out a window and there's people getting shot in the street, businesses broken, getting broken into. And you think to yourself, this is the most horrible thing you've ever seen. Is it? These people were promised to be taken care of by the government. The government that is in place is basically a pseudo-socialist government. They promised to take care of the people. But you can't take care of the people. The police that have been putting their lives on the line for a government that wasn't doing anything, what are they supposed to do? Should I die for this government that's now not even paying me? I can't feed my family. You want me to? No. You can't even tell who the good guy and the bad guy is anymore. Do you understand? When you have an environment, when you have a city, when you have a state, when you have a country that breaks down, the good guys and the bad guys get lost. If you were to go up to Gerar and you just see these Israelites sacking these cities, killing these poor people, taking their stuff, you think, these Israelites are horrible. Are they? Did you know that your king, the king of Ethiopia, just attacked them with 1 million people, and God put dread in their hearts so much that they had to flee? I guess the whole thing you got to, application, is you just got to be careful. You got to be careful to serve God. Because when the battle lines are drawn, believe me when I tell you, there's a whole lot of people going to hell every single day who had the best of intentions. The best of intentions. They thought they were doing the right thing by God. As a matter of fact, the Bible says this, the Lord Jesus spoke it. He said, in the last days, there were people who killed other people thinking they're doing God a service. What about him? Perfect example. The Apostle Paul was going house to house, church to church, dragging Christians off, thinking he was helping God. And again, the application for us is, man, we got to get serious about this thing here. Asa knew where he stood, and it didn't bother him that people didn't follow. Verse 1, chapter 15, watch what happens now. Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Obed, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you. For a long time Israel has been without a true God and without a teaching priest and without law." Extremely important here. This man of God, Azariah, he's a prophet. He comes to Asa and he says, "Listen, Asa, I know there's a lot of people telling you you're doing what's wrong, but know this, you're doing what's right." And what an application for us here. How many of your family and friends think you're judgmental because you don't believe in this, you look down upon that? How many of your friends and family, you don't even see them anymore? And there has to be an Azariah in your life who says to you, "Listen, you're doing the right thing, keep it up." The more you look for God, the more he's going to look for you. Some of us, it's our own children. Remember what the Bible says. Remember the Lord Jesus. He said that the enemies of your will be the people in your own house. This ain't no joke, guys. These are the last days. They're coming upon us. You know what they say? This stuff's getting awful real. You guys see what's going on in the government these days? This is insane. In case you haven't watched, there are no men and women anymore. Does anybody ever watch the news and go, "This is the most insane thing I've ever heard"? This man who decided he wanted to be a woman starts dressing like a woman. He calls himself by a woman's name, and we all have to follow along. Otherwise, we're intolerant. Wait a second. I heard about that. I heard that. Here's the best part. There's one in Parkland. They call her Jazz. Now, her parents, in order to facilitate this, started this child at about 7 or 8 years old on progesterone injections. And that's not child abuse. They're changing the medical terminologies. Because to this day, it's still in medical terms, if you are a transvestite, we used to call them trannies growing up. Now you can't call them trannies anymore. Now it's gender fluidity or I don't even know, whatever it is. There's like, you ready for this, guys? There's 94 genders. 94. Huh? You're behind the times, Jack. I thought there was just men and women. Now, does anybody go, "This is insane"? Well, this is what was going on in Asa's day. Asa was reforming this nation so much. People hated him. They stood up against him. Now, here's what they're going to say to you. "You're anti-gay." Why am I anti-gay? Because you don't believe in... Listen, guys. If you go to some cities, do you know they protest Chick-fil-A? Do you know why they protest Chick-fil-A? Because the guy that owns Chick-fil-A once donated money to an anti-abortion, pro-life, against gay marriage thing. Now, I'm not against gay marriage. I don't dislike gay people. Why are you hanging that chip on me? Well, you're a Christian. Doesn't the Bible say that homosexuals go to hell? Anybody who repents doesn't go to hell. Are you saying a gay person can go to heaven? So anybody who believes in Jesus can go to heaven, but don't plan on being gay when you get there. I know a lot of gay people that love the Lord, and they're struggling their sin, and that's between them and God. Who am I to judge another man's sin? Or woman's sin. Asa, you know what he did, though? Watch this. Oh, I almost forgot this part. You see, look at the end of verse 2. It says, the Lord is with you while you're with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. If you forsake him, forsake you. Verse 3, for a long time, Israel has been without a true God and without a teaching priest. Let me tell you something, guys. Before you go, listen to this. There are preachers in abundance in America, but there ain't a whole lot of teachers. And what was happening in this day, in Asa's day, there was a lot of people proclaiming, thus says the Lord. And they walked around in robes and they had all the garment and they were priests. Are you a Levite? No, but that doesn't matter because I want to be a priest. He says there was a lot of preachers, but there wasn't teaching priests. Somebody who says, let's dissect the word chapter by chapter, verse by verse. Yeah, but you can't grow a church like that. People can't stomach that anymore. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize my job was to grow a church. No, you have to grow a church so you can be in full-time ministry. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I have a job. I will never be in full-time ministry. Or should I say, I'm already in full-time ministry. My whole life is ministry. And I suggest you make your whole life ministry. And you can be in full-time ministry too. Well, you mean I could work at the church? No. I mean, you can be in full-time ministry. Make your life a ministry. Find a church that has a teaching pastor, not a preaching pastor. Preachers are a dime a dozen. They come into town. They say a lot of big words. People throw away their medicine. They tell them they healed, and they move on. Next town. And guess who gets to clean up the mess? Idiots like us. Dean is a chaplain at the police department. You ask him the messes that he has to clean up by people who have some ideas about what it is to or not to be a Christian. He fields questions at every single murder scene, at every single robbery scene. You won't believe the things he hears. Because the nation too long was without a teaching priest and without law. And when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel, finishing verse 4, and sought him, he was found by them. And in those times there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in, but great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land. So nation was destroyed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversity. But you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. That's an application for us. What Azariah said to Asa, that's what God says to you. And let me tell you the biggest mistake. We're going to run through the rest of this chapter quick. We've been going. Listen, forget about being Mr. Nice Guy. Forget about having people like you. You've been sold a bad bill of goods if you come from a church that told you that. Come to the Lord Jesus and everything will be fine in your life. No, come to the Lord Jesus and watch all hell break loose in your life. God might test you in health. He might test you in business. He might test you in relationships. You might find all these things are a test, and all of them are only a test for one reason and one reason only: to bring you closer to him in the end. If you believe that, we talked about that a couple of Sundays ago. If you believe that, how many of you guys, if God came and said, listen, I'm going to do something in your life, but in the end of it, me and you are going to be closer than ever. Would you ask him, well, what is it? Or would you say, God, in the end, if you promise I'm going to be closer, just promise me. Man, I'm not going to lie to you. When I'm praying in the morning and I say, God, take all my life, there's definitely a part of my flesh that goes, accept my health, accept my kids, accept my wife, and while I'm thinking about it, accept my money. But anything else is yours. Whew. But you shall be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Somebody say amen to that one.
And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from the land of Judah and Benjamin, from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim, and he restored the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord. Then he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and those who dwelt with them from Ephraim, Manasseh, Simeon, for they came over to him with great numbers from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. Give me your attention real quick. Asa went, you know what? That's all I needed. That's all I needed was a good word. It makes me glad. It makes me strong. When you get serious about this thing, you'll clean out the land. When you get serious, you'll clean out the land. You know what? I was in prison, 1996, 1997, and I remember thinking to myself and writing down these lists. When I get out, my family's going to pray every night together. My family's going to read the Bible every night. Anytime anybody, I had these lists of things I will accomplish. When I get out, this is what I'm going to do, because I was fully broken, broken. Watch God do, broken. If you get to that place, you'll do the same thing. If I'm not here for your nightly entertainment, if you're not just here to get filled up and go flat again in another few hours when you're out there, if you get serious, you'll do the same thing. Asa got strong and he went, you know what? I'm making changes. Trash that computer. You know what? Forget that job. I don't need it. I had a friend of mine. You guys remember Paul Mustelier? Anybody remember Paul Mustelier? Remember Paulie? Paulie delivered beer. And he got saved, started going to our church. He worked for Gold Coast. And one day he came and he goes, I can't do it no more, Ryan. I said, what's the matter? He goes, I read this verse, and it says, woe unto you who press the bottle to another man's mouth. I love Paul. Oh, do I miss that son of a gun. I love that kid. And I said, what are you going to do? He goes, I'm going to quit. I'm like, bro, my grandfather used to say, don't throw away the old shoes till you get a new pair. And he says, my daddy says he's going to take care of me. Is that a boy? And he quit. And less than 3 weeks later, he had a job with Coca-Cola, and he still has his job to this day. So he delivers Coca-Cola now instead of beer. And that was a decision he had to make with God. And I'm not saying if somebody here and you're a bartender, listen, that's between you and the Lord. But it's an interesting thing, the way God speaks to heart. When you get serious, you go, no, 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 cleaning up the land. You follow me? So they gathered together at Jerusalem in the third month, in the 15th year of the reign of Asa, and they offered to the Lord at that time 700 bulls, 7,000 sheep from the spoil they had brought. Then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was put to death, whether great or small, whether men or women. Please, real quick, let's run over this. So the first thing they did, they come back from the spoil, and they throw a big party, and they go, God, this is yours, and they have a giant barbecue, right? And then Asa says, anybody here who doesn't want to follow the Lord, hands up. Dead, 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 dead. Take them outside, kill them. Now, in our day and age, you'd think that's horrible. That's horrible. You wouldn't do that. But that's how serious they were. Let me tell you, we did a study a couple weeks ago, and I told you guys, listen, we remember we were talking about the musicians, and at one point in time, musicians were playing, and the smoke filled the place, and the Shekinah glory of God fell, and there was that moment. And we said, well, how does that happen? How come that doesn't happen now? I'll tell you why it doesn't happen now. I said that night, because we're not in unity. I'd love to have everybody come to the first three rows during worship, and every single person, not distracted on your phone, not distracted on your game, not distracted about your work, not worried about your relationship, just everybody say, you know what? More important than any of this stuff, I'm worshiping God right now. God, you are worthy. Yeah, and just everybody. And watch the Spirit of God fall upon us. Asa said, you know what? I read the story about this guy named Achan. This is Asa. He said, I read the Torah. And the Torah said there was a guy named Achan. And the nation of Israel was strong because they were united. And there was a guy named Achan who stole some gold, buried it in his tent, and 100,000 people died because of it. They lost in war. Now, what's worth it? 100,000 people or one man? Man, take Achan out and kill him. He said, I'm not letting that happen. They lived in what's called a kibbutz. They were a communion. They were a group of people.
And now, because this is a church and there's outreach going on here, we'd never do that. However, there is merit to this. You know what? We're a group of Christians. If you're not a Christian, what are you doing here? Who asked you to be here? Now, again, I'm just telling you, this is his mindset. This is not what I'm saying, but this is the mindset. You're here only for one of two reasons: to serve God or to hinder the work of God. Maybe you don't even know why you're here. Well, do me a favor. Find out why you're here, and then when you know, come on back. Or when you find out you're not, don't come back. How's that? But do you know how the Lord Jesus told that parable about the tree that grew so big that the birds of the air took shelter in its shade? So we don't want birds of the air taking shelter in the shade here. Yes, there's peace and rest here, but Asa said, no. You don't serve God, you die. Well, I'm not going to serve God. Then you die. Take him outside and kill him. He really did it. Yeah, he really did it. Now, again, for our purposes, I would never even suggest anything like that, because we're outreach. We want you to invite people who are unsaved. Let them come here and judge for themselves. But that's why it's so important to have a teaching priest. What if you invite somebody, man, do one of those funny things where you tell stories. I'm sorry. I go chapter by chapter, verse by verse. I'm not here to entertain you. I'm here to teach you the Bible as I'm learning it. Yeah, but I brought a friend, and I don't want him to like think it's boring. Oh, well. Oh, well, man. So sorry. I spit all over my Bible. But the great or small. Verse 15, and all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul, and he was found by them. Oh, that's a great verse. And the Lord gave them rest all around. Also, he removed Maacah, the mother of Asa the king, from being queen mother because she had made an obscene image of Asherah. Guys, Asa's mother was a temple prostitute. But because she was the queen mother, everything that she does, listen, that's just my mom. Don't worry about my mom. You can't be mean to your mom. She made an Asherah pole. That's a giant phallic symbol. You kids out of here? Yeah, I can't. That's what it was. And she would have her worship orgies there and all this other stuff. And he said, you know what? What am I doing? I'm patronizing my own faith for the sake of my family. You know what, kid? I'm sorry. You got to go. You can't throw me out. I'm your son. You can't do this to me. I'm your daughter. No, you got to go. You're perverting my house. I got other kids here. And they're suffering because of you. You don't want nothing to do with God's provision. Everything we have in this house is God's provision. Out! Where am I going to go? I'm going to go tell everybody you're a bad parent. No kidding. Oh, this is too real, guys. This is too real. Listen, when I moved my mother in our house, my wife said, I decorate the room. You go into my mother's room at our house, and there's Bible verses all over the room. There's cross in there. And we inspected everything that came in. There will be no Asherah poles in our house, whatever form they take. You guys with me? You bring somebody in your house, you can curse your whole house, guys. You gotta be careful. You can't just be, well, my nephew's having a hard time, so I'm gonna just bring him in, take care of him. Well, you got little kids? Yeah, but he's a good kid. Be careful. Careful. Put him in a program, put him up in a, you know, but bring him in your house. You got responsibilities. Well, you see, Americans are like that, but in fill in the blank, Italian, Cuban, Brazilians, we take care of our own. No, you let each other go down with the ship. We don't do that. I'm sorry. I got other kids. I can't have one kid perverting all my kids. You guys follow me or not? Finishing. I'll read that again in case you guys didn't hear that. Also, he removed Maacah, the mother of Asa the king, from being queen mother because she had made an obscene image of Asherah. And Asa cut down her obscene image and crushed it, burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was loyal all his days. He also brought into the house of God the things his father had dedicated, that he himself had dedicated, silver and gold and utensils, and there was no war until the 35th year of the reign of Asa. Please close your Bible. Last word, last thought is this. Do you know what happens when you get serious about the Lord? You get serious about the Lord. That's it. You get serious. No, we go to church in this house. No, we read the Bible together in this house. No, we worship God in this house. No. When you get serious about the things of the Lord, you get serious about the things of the Lord. Now, depending again, how much peace do you want in your land? Because you can accept salvation and you still listen to secular music. You can accept salvation, still smoke your joint once in a while. Still go out, drink your booze, whatever it is. You still want to have a little, you know, fun, a little romp around. You can do that. God's not going to pull yourself. Oh, I didn't know you were going to do that. However, Chet Lowe told me this years ago. He said, when any situation hits you, and I share this with every one of my brothers, you have one of three options. One of three, any situation that sits before you, any opportunity, any circumstance, any trial, any choice that's before you, you have one of three options. Number one, you can either go the ungodly route. Jump in, head first, have a good time, don't worry about it. God take care of it, don't worry. Number two, you can choose a clean route. Well, we're not really living together and we only, you know. Hey, I only smoke joint once in a while, God made it, it's okay. Yeah, it's clean, you're okay. Or you can choose the third way, holiness. Now, let me ask you all a question. Which road do you think has the best blessings? When you get serious about the things of God, you get serious about the things of God. If you choose the holy road, like Asa, you'll have peace for 10 years in your land. And you clean house. Clean house. When the time is right, listen, some of you guys might not be there yet, and you might be entertained by this thing, and, well, that's good for you. Fine. Fine. But when the circumstances hit you, and you look back and you go, wow, I almost punched another man in the face. I got to get serious. I got to get serious. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for your word, the reality that is your word, the truth that is your word, the love that is your word, the hope that is your word. God, it just blows me away when I read this stuff to think this stuff really happened and to see how it's thousands of years ago, but yet it sounds like it's right out of the newspapers today, God. It's thousands of years ago, and yet I want to visualize the towns and the cities and the kings and the wars. God, I hope that when I get to heaven, I could watch it on Blu-ray or something. I really do, God. I pray that if there's anybody's heart that's here that's touched, and they know it's time to get serious like Asa got serious. God, may today be their teaching moment. Man, I got to get the idols out of the land. Bless them with the strength to accomplish this, God. As you gave me the strength to accomplish these things so many times in my life, so too I ask you, please, to pour your spirit on those that need to just get serious. Help them to do that today. And heal their life as you healed my messed up life. God, you have done my family and my children so beautifully. I give you all the credit and all the glory. I have accomplished none of these things. You have done it. And I pray that that would only be a witness for those that are here that are in a similar place and they go, well, if he can do it, I can do it in Christ. These things I ask you mercifully, only by the blood of our King. Amen. 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 God bless you guys.